Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to AM 580, The Information Advantage. And that's going to do it for Morning Edition. Thanks very much for starting your day with us this morning. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 8:52, down 4 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 8:06, up a half on the open. December, 8:47, up 8 3/4. May corn opened at 5.91, up 9 on the open. July, 6.02, up 8. September, 6.12 1/2, up 8. December, 6.20, up 7 1/4. March of 2009, 6.31, up 7 1/4. May, 6.39 1/2, up 8 1/2. December of 2009, 5.79, up 5 1/2 on the open. May soybeans opened at 12.97, up 24 on the open. July, 13.02, up 16. August, 12.98, up 19 1/2. November, 12.27 1/2, up 12 on the open. And May of 2009, 12.63, up 17. November of 2009 opened at 12.20, up 15 1/2 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 329.30, up 4.60 on the open. July, 337, up $6. May soybean oil opened at 57.75, up 98 on the open. July, 58.40, up 103. June live cattle opened at 91.25, up 5 on the open. August, 97.45, down 2 1/2. May feeders open at 105.25, unchanged on the open. August, 108.30, up 5. May lean hogs open at 75.90, up 92 1/2 on the open. June, 74.80, up 160. And May bellies open at 73.85, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities over in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
We didn't get much of a pop overnight trade off of the NAS numbers and higher oil prices. My timing must have just been off by a few hours because we sure did pop the market this morning to the upside a little bit.
Yeah, it was a little bit surprising when we looked at only 27% planted that we could only get a little bit of a pop last night. But a lot of concern, I think, was being put towards some of the senators sending in and wanting to repeal the ethanol mandate. Sort of a nervous feeling there. And then I think the confirmation of some pretty good rain showers moving across the areas that aren't planted yet over the next few days again this morning, I think, added to it. And along with the nervousness out of Argentina, Dave. So, a lot of little things happening here, and I think that we're looking at that very seriously this morning.
The bottom line is that new crop corn is not off to a good start, and we have to keep an eye on the ball, I think.
Oh, I think that, basically we're only half the five-year average of being in the ground. Soil temperatures weren't good on a lot of that was put in the ground. Will the stands come up and look good? Will it warm up and we'll be okay? And number two, when will we get the second batch of this corn in the ground with the weather forecast we're looking at in Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and some of those states that are having some problems?
So the break that we saw on Monday, you can continue if we saw breaks to see those as buying opportunities for corn?
Well, that's how we used them, Dave. I'm not sure that's the right answer down the road, but that's how we used them yesterday.
What else can you tell us about the corn? I guess we do have USDA reports out on Friday, And there's a lot of unknowns about those reports.
Yeah, will they be, being our delay in planting here, will we cut back a little bit on on our yield, expected yield? Will they add, there are different areas that are adding corn acres over what their intentions were. Well, others are, we're having the question whether they'll stay with their corn acres, so what acreage will they stay with this one, Dave? So, a lot of questions to be answered, a lot of questions in how they'll look at the supply-demand situation for the following years if they think there will be a reduction in some of the ethanol mandates.
Old crop carryout unchanged to 100 million higher in play, I guess, also?
Yeah.
So just a whole large number of factors, and I can't remember a recent report where we had uncertainty in so many different categories.
I think that we're trying to hit just about every option we can and have an uncertainty there this year, Dave.
Turning your attention to the soybeans, your analysis there, you mentioned Argentina earlier.
I think that the big thing is there's two things. Number one, the beans aren't seeming to go in the ground real fast either because if you can't get in the field for corn, you can't get in the field for beans. Number two, there is the idea that there might be a few acres lost to other crops just because of slowing down, maybe some extra corn acres going in some areas. The other thing, the biggest thing, of course, is, though, of course, and whether the Argentine farmers vote to halt sales down there and to have their go back on strike. And I think that that's a very big thing, being one of the larger spring exporters of beans, why that can really change our situation as far as tightness of the carryout.
Looks like traders have really been spreading the old crop, new crop beans, and it's been about from, a range from about, 60 cents to $1.40 on the over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of thinking that the July beans, and I'm kind of keeping an eye on 1280, 1275, it seems to me that that's a level that you would want these beans to hold to see if they're good or not.
You're 100% right. Those are the good support points like that. And one of the things that the reason that spread and a lot of people were in favor of doing it was the idea that we have tight supplies as it is going into things. If we continue to supply customers that would generally go to Argentina at this time, our carryout would tighten even more.
Looking at the wheat basis, it's horrific. I mean, it's terrible. It's wide.
Is it that good?
No, I don't know if it's even that good. So does wheat then become a part of the mix in the feed market?
It could very well be getting close. It has to come down a little bit from where it's at. But depending on how the corn basis is lined, you're looking at $8 wheat with a lot of places $2 basis and $6 corn. So you're getting it down into very close to where some of this soft red wheat could come into the feed market.
What do you want producers to do, given all the chatter in Washington about ethanol and all of a sudden ethanol becoming quite the whipping boy and the potential for perhaps lawmakers to do something just before the fall elections in the ethanol area?
Well, I think that one of the things that some of the analysts are looking at and recommend this morning was buying the December 08 corn, and because a lot of times these mandates can't get switched around as fast as what a lot of people think they can, but if they are reduced or put down and selling, say, the DSO 10 corn as a spread, thinking that we will still have tight stocks this year, but if they take the ethanol mandate away for down the road, that there's possibility that that spread could change that way, Dave. So we're looking at possibly buying December 08 and selling December 010 corn.
Are you pretty much still a corn bull or at this point or no?
I would have to say friendly corn. I think our horns have to be a little shorter with all the chatter about the pulling in the ethanol mandate. Not negative corn, but probably our horns are a little shorter than they were a week ago.
Do you think December corn will make new contract highs this summer?
There will be something that will make December corn probably make a new contract high.
What else do you have for us today?
It's a sort of a lot of news, lack of news type day, Dave. So one thing we want to say is to all our listeners in Indiana, get out and vote today. Sometimes we're not happy with our choices, but try to make the best one.
Yes, it is. Primary day in Indiana. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. The current tick for you. July wheat in Kansas City, 862.5, up 6.5 at the Board of Trade. July at 820, up 14.5. May corn, $6.25, up 18.25. July, 613, up 19. September, 622.75, up 18.25. December, 630, up 17.25. May beans, 1304, up 31. July, 1319, up 33. August, 1298, up 19.5. September, not trading at the moment. The Noves at 1244, up 28.5. June live cattle, 91.35, up 15. May feeders, 104, 97.5, down 27.5. May lean hog, 76.30, up 132.5. AM 580 has a listening comment line. Call us at 217-333-0853 and tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.